The Vermont League of Cities and Towns has sent out a recommendation to its members. Prepare your municipality's website, if there is one, so that you will be ready to post agendas before meetings and minutes 5 days after those meetings occur. Or deactivate the website to avoid violating this requirement. VLCT Executive Director Steve Jeffrey notes this requirement needs to be met for every public body beginning July 1st.
This affects every single committee, commission, board of trustees, library commissions, planning commissions, zoning boards of adjustment, all of whom operate pretty much independently of each other, and a lot of them that don't have any full-time staff, certainly, and a lot of them that are not technologically capable as the younger generation certainly is. So it affects so many different entities and people who are giving of their time and trying to help their communities, and now there's this additional obligation that they have to meet.
Towns that don't have a website don't need to comply with this aspect of the law, and Jeffries worries that may lead to unintended consequences.
What we're concerned about is that this might lead some towns to not put up a website, or in some cases, very limited cases so far, we've heard from towns who are considering taking their websites down.
Montgomery is one town that has decided to take down its website for the time being. Montgomery Select Board Chairman Scott Perry also volunteers to update his town's website. He says the town needs more time to be sure it can meet the new online posting requirements.
The first thing I guess I would say is it's not a protest. We've been committed and embraced open government since 2003. That's when we first brought the website online. But the changes to the open meeting law, in our view, require us to do some other things now. And this is a kind of a sea change because there's never been a mandate for any information on or off of a municipal website.
Perry says the Select Board hopes to have Montgomery's website back up later in the summer. But first, they need to be sure all the town's various boards and committees are up to speed on posting minutes and agendas.
Because I think all the towns want to comply. They see the web as a very powerful tool to help their citizens become engaged. But when you start adding requirements and laws on top of that, then it needs to be thought out, I think, a little bit more.
The town of Wolcott just put a new website online this week, thanks to assistance from the Snelling Center, and town employees were trained on how to post to the new site. Wolcott has had a town website for about 5 years, but town clerk Linda Martin says she had to rely on a third party to post information to the old site.
I didn't really feel like I had any control over it. If I had not had this new opportunity for this new website, I would have taken my old one down for that reason.
Martin says now she's ready to meet the new requirements, and she doesn't think it will take more than 20 minutes a week to post all the town's minutes and agendas. The changes to the open meeting law go into effect July 1st, but there's a one-year grace period before penalties go into effect regarding the online posting requirements. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.